Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. An Arcata resident is now the subject of a drug task force investigation after being arrested while traveling by train through Reno, Nevada. Reno police detained and questioned 38-year-old Joshua Waldrop on Monday and found him to be in possession of approximately $100,000 in cash. A detective from Reno contacted the county drug task force, and a search warrant was served at Waldrop's residence on Dutch Lane in Arcata. The search turned up a commercial marijuana grow. An agent seized more than 700 plants, about 40 pounds of processed weed, more cash and valuables, as well as cocaine. An arrest warrant out of Humboldt County has been issued for Waldrop's arrest, and the case remains under investigation by the County Drug Task Force. After receiving information about a possible marijuana grow at a residence on Barber Creek Road near Carlotta, the Sheriff's Department's Community Response Team conducted an investigation that led to the arrest of two men yesterday. Deputies saw a rental truck being loaded with suspected marijuana plants at the residence and waited for it to be driven off the property. The truck was then pulled over, and the driver, 58-year-old Dennis Beckman, and the passenger, 26-year-old Matthew Malone, were detained while the vehicle was searched. Deputies found more than 100 growing marijuana plants in pots and determined they were going to be sold. A search warrant was then served at the residence on Barber Creek Road by the County Drug Task Force, and they found nearly 400 growing plants, 3 to 4 pounds of processed weed, as well as hash. Beckman and Malone were booked into county jail on cultivation and transportation charges. Using global positioning technology and a hiker cell phone, search and rescue teams from the sheriff's office were able to quickly find lost hiker Linda Terrell last night. Terrell of Los Gatos was hiking alone about 7 miles from Highway 299 and got disoriented. She called 911 at 11 o'clock in the morning, and a search and rescue team was dispatched to U.S. Forest Service Road 1, where Terrell had parked her vehicle. Deputies on scene used their sirens to help locate Terrell, who was found safe and sound at around 9 last night. A reminder to hikers to always let a relative or friend know where you will be hiking and when you expect to return. Last week, the Rio Del Police Department issued a press release asking for the public's help in locating 53-year-old David Howard, who had a felony warrant out in his name. Howard was wanted in connection with a sexual assault that took place in Rio Del in May. Yesterday afternoon, Howard turned himself in at the county jail. The Fortuna Police Department is making full use of traffic safety funding, and this weekend the department will conduct another DUI special enforcement program, this time on Saturday night within city limits. According to Fortuna Police, more than 50 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of DUI since the beginning of the year, and the department considers that number unacceptable, calling DUI a serious problem in the friendly city. The patrols will run from Saturday night into early Sunday morning and will focus on drivers who are a danger to themselves and others while on the road. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Fortuna has been actively searching for a new city manager after learning in April that Dwayne Riggi will retire as of June 30th. The city has employed the use of a headhunter service to help find qualified candidates to fill the post, and until the full-time hire is made, the council has found a competent, if temporary, solution. Loretta Nicholas has been hired on an interim basis as city manager, as the search for a full-time hire continues.
My retirement occurs on Saturday, June 30th, and she'll start working here on June 18th and then assume the full responsibilities of interim city manager on the 1st with the intention that of carrying things forward until the new manager is in place, which could be as much as maybe 2 or 3 months out from now.
Nicholas, who served as Rio Del city manager and as the CAO for the county, is held in high regard by both Riggi and the city council.
Loretta was able to make herself available, and I was delighted. I've known her for many years. Very talented person, certainly knows the area. The council could see that, and certainly her experience both as a city manager in Riedel and some of the things she was able to accomplish there, and certainly her performance as the county administrative officer and knowing the political lay of the land of the county and the region, as well as Fortuna, was really a perfect match.
Riggy and Nicholas will now work together as Riggy transitions from full-time employee to full-time retiree. And that's the North Coast News. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.